Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and I am so thrilled to have back on the show the fantastic Dave Asprey. He is founder of Bulletproof and the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Bulletproof Diet. And he is back with another fantastic book, Head Strong, The Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. Hello, Dave. So glad to talk to you again.
Hi, Lisa. Happy to be back.
Yeah, it's been a long time. You know, I was immediately drawn into the book right in the introduction. You write, if you're like most people, you learn the same things I did growing up. Your intelligence is fixed and your performance is a matter of effort. If you're stupid, you're stupid and there's nothing you can do about it. And I thought, that's not true. So I'm like, okay, let's see. What's Dave got to say about this? So talk to us about that. And then you go on also in the introduction, you talk about your own struggle, your own brain fog, meeting Dr. Amen. I don't want to give away the whole book, but take us through that journey a little bit before we jump into some of these great hacks.
Oh, sure. I hit 300 pounds in my early 20s, and I've lost 100 pounds of fat since then and learned to keep it off without effort, without these constant up-down fluctuations I used to deal with. You know, you lose 20 pounds, gain 30, lose 30, gain 40. It's just gone, and it takes no effort at all. And what I realized was the belief that it was going to take a lot of effort, a lot of suffering, wasn't necessarily true. And it turns out when you get your energy production right in your body, things that felt difficult become easy, and you stop struggling and you just start doing. And it's totally changed my life. I'm 44 now, not 24. I have more energy than I ever have had in my life. And it's because I started paying attention to how energy is produced in our cells. And what matters to your cells isn't necessarily what you think. You can change the environment around you and tell your cells, hey, make a lot more energy, stop causing inflammation. And when you do that, it doesn't just make everything easier, it makes you a better person. Because we're wired at our core to be nice to each other, but only after we have enough energy.
Exactly.
So turning up the energy turns up the niceness.
And in the book, you talk about how to turn up that energy, and you talk about the mitochondria, and you're a big fan of healthy fats. I'm a huge fan of healthy fats as well. I mean, with, you know, when you started, I know that you have the grass-fed butter, right, that you put into the coffee. And I'm sure people were like, what? But hey, that is a great source of fat. Talk to us about this and how this helps our energy.
Sure. When I was first on the show, I just launched the Bulletproof Diet. And last year, there were 48 million cups of Bulletproof coffee served. And this
Gosh, that's so exciting, Dave. I've been following your career. I just am so enamored. I'm like, okay, I got to get his like secrets. He is so awesome.
Oh, thank you. And it turns out that what I noticed on a mountaintop in Tibet when I drank yak butter tea, about 13, 14 years ago, I noticed, wow, I felt really different when I had this butter. What's going on? And I came back and did some detective work and some engineering. And the idea here is that when you get high-quality intact fats, including saturated fats, it changes the energy production system in the body. You make better cell membranes because they're all made out of fat. You make better hormones because hormones are all made out of fat. And that fearing fat, it doesn't even make sense. What we want is we want more energy in our life. How do you measure energy? You measure energy with calories. So if you think you're going to go out and eat a kale salad with a low-fat dressing and then feel full of energy, you're totally bonkers. There is no calories in that food, and you need calories for your brain to work. We take calories from food and we make electricity out of them in our mitochondria, and we use the electricity to move around and to think and to be and to love and to feel. And like, kale doesn't do that. It's okay, but cook the kale, soak it in butter, add some bacon, maybe some macadamia nuts, and now we're talking.
Oh, so you are right up my alley. Now, how do we get this paradigm shift to take hold even more? I mean, it definitely seems like people are starting to wake to the fact that saturated fat is not the enemy. It's really the refined carbs. I've been talking about this. I had a TV show in 1998, and I had this great nutritionist on, and that was like, what are you talking about? I got so many emails after that aired, and it really got me started back then on the right track. But what do you see? Do you see it happening, or do you think it's still pretty slow in terms of, you know, avoiding the saturated fats?
It's happening. My whole career in Silicon Valley before I became what I'm doing now, which is just helping people understand this stuff, it was all about what we call disruptive technologies and watching how things like the internet have changed the world and helping to build them. We just launched a product called Fat Water. In the past, we had sugar water, i.e. soda. And we've had then vitamin water and protein water and all these different things. And literally, people are buying fat water because we put brain octane oil, this kind of fat that gives you extra energy and doesn't get stored as fat. We suspend it in the water, and people go, oh, that's really interesting. Wait, do I want to? Yeah. Then they try it, and then they feel different and go, wait a minute, maybe fat isn't a bad thing. And I'll tell you, it doesn't really matter if someone says, oh, eat lots of fat or don't eat lots of fat. Look, canola oil, corn oil, fried fats, those are bad fats. So it's really not fair to say fat's good for you or bad for you. If you eat the right fat and lots of it, you're going to love your life. You eat the wrong fat and lots of it, you're not going to like your life. So it's a little bit more complex than protein's good or bad or fat's good or bad or even plant-based foods are good or bad. There are plant-based foods that are really bad and some that are really good. So those are all kind of buckets that are intellectually lazy. And Headstrong, I'm like, you don't need the buckets, but here's some lists that are a little bit more detailed to tell you that butter is good, coconut oil is good, avocados are good, nuts that aren't baked and roasted and fried are good. Things like that are important to know, because if you think you're doing it right and you're eating basically deep-fried pork rinds all the time, like you would on a keto diet, that probably isn't going to work either.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wanted to ask you about the keto diet, because people are talking about it now, and I think there's some confusion. What's your opinion, and what do you think they're doing right, and what do you think they're doing wrong? I know we have a few minutes, but I'm just curious.
Sure. I'm one of the early promoters of ketosis for cognitive function, and brain octane oil, our flagship product at Bulletproof, puts you in ketosis without having to cut your carbs, and it turns off cravings dramatically and turns on the brain. The problem is that if you go into these older style Atkins or just high fat, low carb diets, they don't care about the kind of protein. They don't care about artificial sweeteners. And what happens to you there is what happened to me when I weighed 300 pounds and went into ketosis. You lose half your weight and then you plateau and then you get tired and then you get some allergies and you don't do well. In Headstrong and in the Bulletproof diet, I recommend cyclical ketosis, which means you go into ketosis and you can use the cheat, the brain octane oil, to go in without having to really be that restricted. But then you come out. So you have some carbohydrates and you have some of this kind of fat that turns on ketones. The reason it matters, the neurons in your brain, the most important parts of it, they love ketones, and they'll burn ketones before they'll burn sugar, even if you have both in the body. But the immune cells in the brain, called glial cells, they want sugar more than they want fat. So it's like, if you always only eat fat and you're in ketosis all the time, which is a hard thing to do, eventually the immune cells in the brain are like, where's my food already? And if you only eat sugar all the time, the neurons are like, how come we never have enough energy? Could we have something else? Either way, you're not going to like it. So you just go back and forth, and it's effortless, and you feel so good.
More from our guest in a moment, but first I want to talk about something that I love. It is called Tea Me Blends. Such a great name. It's an honest company. It provides the best quality loose leaf tea, and it actually gets you the results that you want. Now, again, it's Tea Me Blends, T-E-A-M-I, but think of Tea Me because it is for you. It's not just a tea, it's a lifestyle. And I've been feeling really good. It tastes delicious. It's great for detoxing. And if you're looking for a way to clean your body from the inside out, you are definitely at the right place. There's a 30-day detox. It's easy, two easy steps. Everyone can do it no matter their fitness level. All you have to do is, number one, drink your Tea Me Skinny in the morning to wake up the body and start boosting your metabolism. Number two, drink the Tea Me Colon Cleanse every other night to purify and cleanse the body. It's super easy. Now, it's not just for weight loss. This is for your health. It's all natural, sugar-free, boosts your metabolism, suppresses appetites and craving, and so much more. To get this great tea, go to teamyblends.com. That's TEAMIBLENDS.com and use the promo code TALKHEALTHY at checkout and get 25% off your order of $49.99 or more. Again, that's teamyblends.com, promo code TALKHEALTHY. I have to mention, I made the smoked salmon scrambled eggs with shaved broccoli. I didn't have the brain octane oil. I did have some MCT oil, but then I was reading in your book that sometimes MCT oil is genetically modified or not got great. So I was like, oh, goodness gracious, I have to talk to Dave. So how is this different than the paleo diet?
I really appreciate the paleo diet. And what I found in the course of creating the Bulletproof diet, I started back in about 2004 looking at a diet that would maximize human performance, especially cognitive performance. The Bulletproof diet helped me lose 100 pounds, and I tend to recommend a higher amount of fat. And I don't have this lens that says, what did our caveman ancestors eat? Because cavemen didn't have mass spectrometers, laboratory tests, and they didn't have science.
Totally. Yeah, I don't look at that either. I just feel better on a high fat, lots of vegetables and no grains, some nuts. But go on.
Yeah, and the lens that I use to look at everything that goes into my body is that, well, there's three things, and these three things matter greatly, and the order that you look at them in matters. So if you remember like seventh grade math, you have this order of operations, like you do parentheses first and then multiplication before addition. Well, the same thing applies to food. And what you look at first is, does the food have the right amount and type of macronutrient in it? And a macronutrient is something like protein or fat. And we've been taught by food marketing companies to pay attention to, like, oh, you know, fat is fat and protein is protein, so it's okay to swap out gluten, which is protein, so you could just put that in there instead of having some meat, which is also protein. Unfortunately, the body doesn't work that way. So the first part of the Bulletproof diet is, hey, you've got to get the right types of proteins that are less inflammatory in, because we're focusing on inflammation there. And if you offer most people 30 grams of protein, you say, hey, here's some steak and here's a bowl of spider venom. They're going to say, that's gross. I'm not eating spider venom. Well, they're both protein. Like, hey, if protein is protein, we all know, right?
That's awesome.
But in most diets, even like in the paleo diet, like the difference between grass-fed beef and chicken, well, chicken isn't as good for you as grass-fed beef. It's cheaper, though, but chicken raises insulin a lot more than beef or lamb will, or even fish. So given stuff like that, I say, all right, let's get that right. And then the next thing we look at is anti-nutrients. And I look at these before even micronutrients. And a lot of paleo looks at as much at, well, it's got, you know, lots of copper in it, so therefore it's good for you. And the perspective on the Bulletproof diet is like, look, if there's stuff in there that's bad for you, even if there's also stuff that's good for you, minimize the bad. Because if you're eating stuff that's really healthy but also contains a lot of things that slow you down or cause problems, you're not going to get the results that you want. And on the Bulletproof diet, the result you want is a large amount of willpower, the effortless ability to just have energy. And when you get that right, amazingly, your pants fit as well. So the weight loss is kind of a side effect from eating pure grain.
And there's a lot of skepticism, I'm guessing, right?
It helps that I've run an anti-aging nonprofit education group for a decade. And
yes.
On Bulletproof Radio, I've had like hundreds of experts come on. So in addition to my own research, I'm happy to say, well, if you really want to say that grains are good for you, why don't you listen to my interview with Dr. Tom O'Brien, who's spent 30 years looking at the effects of gluten on things like autoimmunity that have nothing to do with celiac disease and these other things. So what it comes down to is, yeah, there's really good research that says that if you are a grain, you did not evolve to be food. You evolved to grow up and turn into another blade of basically grass and to make more little grains, the same as the rest of us. And since you couldn't run away, you don't have legs, you're not an animal, the only thing you can do is you can cover yourself in stuff that makes you less attractive to bugs and to fungus and to larger animals that would eat you. And these are anti-nutrients. And can humans survive on grains? Absolutely. They're wonderful during a famine, and I highly recommend you eat wheat if you're going to starve to death. However, if you're listening to this, you're not someone who's likely starving to death.
Yes.
And there are better choices for you. Like, rice would be a good one. And do you choose brown rice, which has 80 times more arsenic than white rice?
Wow.
Or would you choose white rice? Let's see. Go back a few thousand years, and did the wealthy families choose white rice because it was better, or because somehow they wanted to throw away the nutrients back at a time when nutrients were scarce? No, they knew that white rice made them feel better than brown rice. And if you were a peasant and you ate the brown rice, it was better than starving.
Yeah.
And it's this kind of a logic. you don't see that when you look at the Bulletproof Diet Roadmap. It's a one-page thing you can print out and put on, on your refrigerator door, and it's free. Go to the website and download it. You don't have to buy the Bulletproof Diet book, although I would hope that you would. And the reason for this is that you'll see white rice is above brown rice, is above other grains, is above wheat, which is one of the more toxic ones. You might not know all the reasons from looking at it, but the idea is it's actually stressful. You can get decision fatigue and anxiety from trying to go, oh my God, what should I eat? So having a roadmap that says, look, these foods are bulletproof foods that have the highest amount of nutrition and the lowest amount of anti-nutrients. There's these suspect foods that have known problems. They may work great for you, they may not, but until you've tested these suspects, you should treat them as suspects. And then there's kryptonite foods, which honestly, you have no business eating those if you want to be a high performance human. There's always a better choice. They don't offer you any benefits you can't get from a food that does more for you. Looking out through that lens, it frees you up from just having to worry about stuff because you have a roadmap now.
That is true. Well, share for people who don't have the roadmap in front of them, and if they're, you know, they're in the, I have a lot of listeners in the car, just share some of the foods, the top foods on the roadmap that you do want to be eating.
Grass-fed meat, like lamb and beef and steak. Grass-fed beef is amazing, and a lot of people have never had it before. And when you get a good quality grass-fed steak, you feel very different after you eat it. It tastes good, but afterwards, you're like, wow, like I get, it's almost like a food high, but it's not the delirious high. It's just like, I feel free right now. I want to do something good. And I found that the quality of what I put on my plate was directly correlated to how many cravings I had, how much energy I had, even to like how nice I was. And it's that way for the vast majority of people. I know a few people who can eat just about anything. They're mostly like Vikings or something. they eat, 16 deep fried Twinkies and wash them down with, a keg of beer, and they still feel good. But most people, they get cranky and weak and tired, and they have, like, it doesn't end well for them over the next several days. But unless you're one of those genetic freaks who can just shovel whatever you want in your body, you're going to feel different when you do the Bulletproof Diet. And more importantly, even if you are one of those genetic freaks, if you want to know how the end of your life is going to look, avoiding anti-nutrients is a really good thing.
Yes, that is true. So we got the grass-fed meat, which is huge. And what kind of oils do you recommend? I know coconut oil is big. And butter, as long as it's grass-fed butter. I know you like Kerrygold butter. We buy that too. But it is really important, isn't it? I think a lot of people say, well, how important is grass-fed? But that's where the difference lies.
The difference really does lie in grass-fed butter. When you feed a cow corn and soy and some of the other junk they feed cows, what comes out of that cow's udders is not the same kind of fat. And it's kind of important that you get the right kind of fat, because grass-fed butter contains something called CLA, which helps with weight loss. And it contains vitamin K2, which has huge effects on your risk for cancer and heart disease. So the other compound in butter that most people have never heard of is called butyric acid, and that's also higher in cultured grass-fed butter, like, say, the Kerrygold butter that you and I were just talking about. In fact, this is why Kerrygold butter is what the type of butter I use most often when I'm making bulletproof coffee, which is the breakfast that works for most people and certainly is a part of the bulletproof diet. And butyric acid, when you take it in the form of butter, it helps to heal the gut, but it also turns off inflammation in the brain. And when you get these little tiny things that help you lower brain inflammation, you literally think faster, and it comes out the other end of your body. I have more energy, and I have focus, not the other end. That was a very good quote there.
I know. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, that's an interesting place to have focus.
Because the body is a system, and you burn the energy for fuel, and the fuel goes to your brain. That's what I'm talking about there.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the coffee, because I wanted to bring that up. Now, talk to us about that. So you put, how much butter do you put? And talk to us about this coffee and what makes it special.
Well, the coffee bean itself matters very much. Coffee is one of the crops, being a tropical origin crop, that has a known problem with mold toxins. These form as the coffee's growing, and more importantly, as we're turning it into green coffee after it's been picked. So with the Bulletproof coffee beans, I go through that process and optimize it to prevent the formation of these toxins. And then I do a very complex lab testing to verify that the coffee is extremely low in toxins that are known to be common. In North America, we have no regulations on mold toxins in coffee, but Europe and Asia all have government-set limits. So coffee that's illegal to sell in those countries because it's not pure is totally legal to sell in the U.S., and it is sold in the U.S. When you drink coffee that has mold toxins, it causes cravings and a reduction in executive function. And I even showed the results of a small study in the Bulletproof Diet book looking at people's executive function. So you want coffee without mold in it, and yes, I do make that kind of coffee bean on the Bulletproof site, and you feel the difference from just that. And into this hot brewed coffee, you add grass-fed butter, and depending on how much energy you want to have, how big you are, how much you're going to exercise, and things like that, you can add anywhere from a half a tablespoon up to two, or some people do way more than two tablespoons. But you know, if you're 300 pounds of muscle and you're going to go play professional sports, you might put six tablespoons in. But the average person looks at how much food would you have for breakfast, and you can add more or less. In my case, I'm a little bit above 200 pounds, and I'm pretty darn muscular, even though I don't work out very often. And the amount I put in there is about two tablespoons of grass-fed butter and two tablespoons of brain octane oil. Brain octane is an extract of coconut oil. It has no flavor, and it's 18 times stronger than coconut oil for making these fat-burning molecules called ketones.
Is this the MCT oil?
It's related to MCT oil, but the coconut oil marketing people have said, well, coconut oil is 62% MCT oil. The problem is that the type of MCT oil that goes to the brain most quickly, it's only 6% of what's in coconut oil. So I would get sick if I ate 18 tablespoons of coconut oil, but I can do one tablespoon of brain octane oil. So it's not plain MCT. It's an extract of even MCT, and it's the one that's shown in studies to go to the brain the most.
And where can we get that?
You can get that on bulletproof.com. Well, thank you so much. You can find me on iTunes on Bulletproof Radio, quite often the number one ranked health podcast these days with almost 11 million downloads.
Wow.
Thank you. The Bulletproof Diet book is available at your local bookseller or online, and it's now a New York Times list book. Wow, that's amazing.
That's so awesome. You have to come back. We didn't get into so many hacks and being, you know, aware of your smartphone and putting on airplane mode and keeping, you know, I'm always telling my daughter, you know, because she's 12, and I always say, like, an hour before bed, I don't want you looking at anything. And I find her on her iPad. She's really into making videos. She's super creative, and it's fun, but I'm like, would you put that thing away?
Well, get her some of the glasses that are mentioned in the book, the True Dark glasses. If you're going to look at your phone and screen at night, you need to be filtering out some spectrums of light. It goes a little bit beyond blue blockers. But when you get that right, you sleep really well and you can still enjoy your technology. Little changes like that can have huge increases in brain energy. That's why I wrote this book.
Well, the book is fantastic. Dave, I really hope you'll come back because we barely scratched the surface. Again, Headstrong, the Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. Dave, tell us all the ways we can find you on social media.
You can find Bulletproof at bulletproof.com, and I'm Dave.Asprey on Instagram and Dave Asprey on Facebook, and we also have the company pages for Bulletproof Nutrition.
Fantastic. Dave, you're such a gem. I hope you'll come back soon. It's been far too long.
I would love to.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and I'm going to take a few moments to talk about avocados and avocado oil. So we've all heard about how great avocados are and how great the healthy fat is, but I don't know if you're aware, but avocado oil is so important because it is one of the only oils that you can cook at a very high heat without it breaking down and turning into trans fats. Yes, I said trans fats. So when you're looking for avocado oil, there's certain things you want to keep in mind. You want it to be green. You don't want it to be clear because then it's been overly refined. And my favorite avocado oil is Avohas. If everyone wants to go to avohas.com, A-V-O-H-A-S-S.com, They have got such fantastic oils, and they've got different flavors. They have avocado oil that is infused with lime, with garlic, with chilies. They have regular avocado oil. It is green, and it takes 15 to 20 avocados just to make one bottle of their fantastic oil. Now, the other reason I like avocado oil is it has so many benefits. It's ranked as one of the top five healthiest foods. It helps with the prevention of development of diabetes, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and obesity. And again, if you're going to do any frying or any high heat sauteing, definitely get your avocado oil. Now, the other thing I love to do with avocado oil is I like to put it on salads. I like to put it on pasta. I like to put it on zoodles. If you don't know what zoodles are, those are yummy zucchini noodles that nowadays you can buy at most grocery stores. Last night, I made this great meal. I took grass-fed skirt steak, and I sauteed it up with some of the lime avocado oil. Oh, it was so good. And then I put it on top of a bunch of vegetables and salad. And then I added some real guacamole, not like there's fake guacamole, but I added some guacamole. And then I added some garlic avocado oil, the avocado oil by Haas. And then I added some lime and I mixed it all together and put some tomatoes. And oh my gosh, it was absolutely fantastic. So I encourage everyone to check out avohaas.com, A-V-O-H-A-S-S.com.